Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato Play-Doh.
Try a tomato Play-Doh. You are here with the Food Critic Show on the Walt Bodine Show. Walt is out this week. He will be back next Friday, which I think is that the movie critics?
Mm.
Good. So we won't talk about movies this week.
Okay,
we'll
good.
Save those for Walt. But we will talk about food with Chris Basica, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. I'm going to have them introduce themselves. And as you do, tell me the top place you've been this week.
Just the top.
Just the top, and we'll get back to where
you... Oh, thank God. Yeah. Okay. All right. My name is Chris Basica, and I write for Ingram's Magazine. And the top place I've been this week is the ABC Cafe.
I want to hear all about that, so... It's not for children.
No, it's not.
Mary, where have you been?
I'm Mary Block. I have a website called AroundTheBlockKC.com, and I'm on Facebook, and I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star, and just recently finished the food truck guide for the Star, so you can go online and see where all the food trucks are right now. And the best place I've been this week was Pizza Bella. I wasn't going to talk about it, but I love it there.
You do. You've always given it raves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Miss Gloria Louise Gale.
With a new middle name. Yep. I write for 435 South. And I've been to so many places, but I'd have to say West Chase Grill.
You've always liked that place. Yeah. It's in Leawood.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Tony little place.
It is a Tony little place.
And my name is Charles Ferruzza. I am the restaurant reviewer for The Pitch, and I also write for the Pitch's food blog, which is called Fat City. You can access that at pitch.com, and I'm happy to be with these three beautiful ladies. And Chris, why don't we start out talking about the ABC Cafe, which is my new favorite restaurant name, even though I've not been to the restaurant.
Well, the ABC Cafe, strangely enough, serves authentic Chinese food. And this is an inexpensive place. It's located at 1001 West 87th Street.
I'm still trying to place that. I think it's in that strip
it's
center.
It's in a strip center. It's just west of the library. I think the cross street is Farley. It's just west of the library on the south side of 87th. And it's a small place.
Now, when you say authentic, are you saying there are no Chinese-American dishes like lemon chicken and... Mushu and...
And General Tso's chicken.
There is
and
not?
No. No crab rangoons. Hmm.
They are in the wrong neighborhood, baby.
Well, I will tell you what. This place, it has three large-ish and one very large round tables, and then a bunch of two tops and four tops. But it is a small place, and it is... you don't go necessarily for the decor, which is fine. It's very clean, very tidy, and the food is authentic. And
now, how did you stumble on that?
Well, because somebody actually last January or so called in and said people should try the ABC Cafe. And the food is very inexpensive, and there are some other unusual things about it. And I say it's authentic, and you notice I'm not exactly Chinese, but... I have been to China, so I can speak, but...
Did you have any of the dishes on the menu in China?
I cannot remember.
Okay.
But we did... They do. One of the unusual things about this place is they serve dim sum all the time.
Mm.
And, dim sum is just small appetizers, but... And, usually it's rolled around on a tray, but they make everything very fresh. And Linda and I had five different dim sums. And
what did you have?
Oh, we had stuffed green peppers, which were stuffed with a fish paste that were tasty. We had the beef short ribs with black pepper, and I expected to see short ribs come out, and I am talking short ribs. They were teeny pieces of pork, and they were delicious, and you could sort of chew it around, kind of like eating an olive, but they were not pretty.
You're really persuading me to go.
Well, I tell you, that part wasn't very pretty, and if you were watching me, but nonetheless, it was scrumptious flavor. We had the shrimp special that was shrimp in pastry kind of thing that was delicious.
You told me earlier, and I find this actually interesting, that this restaurant serves till midnight. And I'm assuming not every night of the week.
Actually, yes.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
And will they have dim sum till midnight?
Yes, and they're closed on Tuesdays and open all the other days. And the reason they do that is they have a very large late night crowd, primarily consisting of Chinese people, many of whom work in the food industry, and this mm-hmm. is where they all come. Mm-hmm. And so it is, they're open Monday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 12, oh, she's got this reversed, noon to midnight every day.
Except Tuesday.
And it's just scrumptious. I really recommend this place. Very, very tasty.
Good.
And again, that's on West 87th Street at 1001 West 87th Street on the south side of the street. And people should really go there. They're not as busy for lunch as they are for dinner.
Okay. And let me say that we got an email, and I want to encourage people, if you have a question or a comment, we've got a couple here. Nolan writes us at Walt Bodine, where you can write, Walt Bodine Show at KCR.org. Does ABC Cafe offer vegetarian options? I'm a vegetarian. It's hard to find authentic Chinese that is vegetarian.
Well, they've got authentic, vegetarian. Let me look here real quick. Well, for instance, the chef special, braised sea cucumber with vegetables. You know, they've got a whole anchovy dish. Whoa.
That would not be vegetarian.
I understand that. They've got different fried rices. They've got Singapore-style rice noodle. We had a stuffed bean curd. I mean, they've got a huge number of choices, so I cannot believe.
Well, I've got a question, Christine. Would you be willing for us to take a phone call right now from a listener in Lenexa who wants to also talk about ABC?
Well, sure. Far be it for me to stop a caller.
All right. Well, far be it for us all to stop a caller. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Now, you've been to ABC Cafe, right?
Yes, I have been twice, and I have the opposite, impression that Mary did there.
Chris, Christine.
I'm sorry, my fault.
Right. That's right.
But the thing is that I was disappointed in was the quality of the meats. Both times I went in, and got a dish. When I got the meats were basically half fat.
Maybe is that, Christine, you've been to China, is that more authentic than, good lean American meats?
Well, I will say they had one dish that was called fatty pork with preserved vegetable hot pot, which I didn't have. I don't think that the Chinese oftentimes are as particular about having food trimmed as well as we are. It's funny they're so thin and we're not, but I can't, we didn't have any solid meat dishes, but
So, Chris, would you go back?
Absolutely.
I gave it a second try. Okay. I thought maybe it was just the first time. And the first time I had, I believe it was the beef with noodles.
Okay.
The second time I came in, I had, the chow mein, mm-hmm. I believe is what they called it, on the menu.
Yeah, they do have, yeah.
Now, we would hardly call chow mein an authentic Chinese dish. Mm-hmm. But, Chris, Americans are spoiled. You know, when we order a dish that has beef in it, we expect it to have beef. So,
I will say, and I, this is not an expensive restaurant at all.
Right.
And the most of the food ranges, the dim sums were $2.88 and
$2.88,
and you got three or four in every dim sum, which was large as far as the other dim sum I've had. They've got some more expensive dishes, but I'm looking at these and I'm going, $5.88. $5.88, $7.88, $8.88 for the special dishes. Although deep fried intestine did not appeal to me.
I'm there.
But I'm sorry that he had that experience. That you had that experience, Chris. But mine was great, and so everybody should give it a shot.
Chris, we have to move on, but thank you for a alternative opinion. We're always happy to have those. Christine, where else have you been?
Well, I know I speak so well. I would just like to say something about JJ's that we went to for lunch last Friday, for First Friday, sort of. And I tend to sometimes forget about JJ's, to be honest with you.
I'm worried that maybe many people have because of that West Edge problem.
Yes, and it's so, but JJ's, there is parking behind it.
And there's valet.
And there is valet. And I had an absolutely fabulous lunch there last week. I asked the waitress, who was wonderful, and I had the bouillabaisse, which, you know, she said it's a kind of a strange thing for us to serve in one sense. It was absolutely wonderful. And
why don't you give the address of JJ's?
Well, I'd love to.
It's on 48th
Street. Yeah. And go to where the construction is and take a ride.
Yeah. It's across the street from the West Edge project.
Yes, yeah. It is. And I think, we went through their wine list, and I think it's amazing that you can go to a place that has $20 bottles of wine and $19,000 bottles of wine.
Well, I know which one you ordered.
Yeah, right.
The $19,000.
Exactly.
And last but not least, where else?
Nika's, 320, and Mary's going to talk about that too. And
up, down?
Basically up. I think the concept is very fun. This is at 320 Southwest Boulevard.
It's where Shiraz was for years.
It's where Shiraz was. And
is it true they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yes, they
do. That's so ambitious.
I'm dying to try the breakfast because they sound wonderful. And the chef is from New Orleans, and he guaranteed me last night. He said, we have the best beignets you will find north of New Orleans.
I was going to say, I haven't found one good beignet in Kansas City yet.
Yeah,
so.
But it's a very interesting menu. It's very different. You build your own a lot of stuff. My husband, who is, of course, a macaroni and cheese freak, had theirs, and he loved it. And I have to say, I tasted it, and I thought the macaroni and cheese was wonderful. So, and Mary, you can add on to that.
Mary, I want to, we had a correction here that the address for the ABC Cafe is, and I thought Mary, Chris said this, but the address is 1001.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. It's 10,001. Oh.
No,
is it?
No. Well, it's 1 and 3 zeros. Call that what you want.
Yeah.
You know what? Unless I win the lottery, I don't really care about zeros, but it's somewhere on 87th Street. And
it's west of the library.
And I want to remind our listeners that this is the Walt Bodine Show. Walt is off this week, so I'm Charles Ferruzza with the Food Critics, and we are talking about Nika's 320. And Mary, why don't you jump on that bandwagon? But first, I want to tell you that if you want to call in and join this conversation, you've all been to new places and you all have opinions. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email at waltbodineshow, all one word, at kcur.org. Mary, what did you care for Nika's as much as Chris did?
You know, I liked it. I thought it was an interesting concept. As Chris said, you can build your own, whether it's mac and cheese or pasta, if you want to.
What does that mean? You go in the kitchen and pick out the ingredients? What do you do? Build your own.
You know, they've got like 6 different toppings: sweet Thai, margarita, veg head, spicy Cajun, Caribbean, and you can put those on smashed potatoes or mac and cheese, a pizza.
What did you have?
I had the tacos, which sounded great: spicy Cajun, carnitas, and Thai chicken tacos. But the tacos were a very thin, almost brittle thin.
Crepe?
No, I couldn't even tell. I'm guessing it was a flour tortilla, but it was so thin that when you picked it up, it broke. So you couldn't really make it. You could have made a
tostada. Was it more like a mooshu pancake?
No. It was really crisp. And,
okay.
And so you kind of could make yourself a little nacho or whatever, but it wasn't what you would think of as being a taco. We tried the Nika's noodles, which were quite good.
That's what I had.
What are the Nika's noodles? So
you can do, whatever you want, mix and match. We had it with the margarita, I believe, which was artichoke hearts, basil, roasted garlic, and sun-dried tomatoes. And then they have pupusas, which you add a topping to that. I would rather go to El Bulgarcito for that. But it's the same flavors over and over. I think going for breakfast, as you said, would be interesting because basically you do that on top of eggs. And that could be a nice concept. But, you know, as you said, it was in the old Shiraz spot, which is a beautiful space with the brick and the wood.
Right.
And, yeah, I suspect they'll be successful because they are experienced restaurateurs.
Great.
And I also went to Blue Agave Grill in Lee's Summit, which is at 1469 Southwest Market Street, which is just south of Highway 50 on 291, basically. It's pretty new, about 3 months old. It's Americanized Mexican, but it's nice decor, good, fresh, solid fare. You're not going to find anything like Frida's, but the burritos were good. The enchiladas were good. They have a big menu. You can have a burger and a salad. They've got great happy hour specials, so my husband was happy. I've also been to when I did this food truck guide, I was trying to try a lot of the food trucks, and I tried Indios Carboncitos, which is Mexican barbecue. He has barbecue tamales. He has nachos with barbecue sauce. I had a torta, which was a pork sandwich with beans and avocado. You really have to eat it with a fork and knife because they just spread a spicy tomato sauce over the entire thing. It's smothered in it. And they seem to be very popular. There's always a line when they're at any of the food festivals. I also wanted to mention a couple of events coming up. At Green Dirt Farm, they have a cheese appreciation event on September 17th that was postponed from when it was so hot. And they're pairing their cheeses with Amigoni Winery, which is a local winery. So it's nice to have two local products on display. And then Powell Gardens has their annual fundraiser Under the Harvest Moon on September 25th. And Howard Hanna of the Rieger is doing a farm-to-table dinner. And I went last year. They always have a different chef, but it's a fabulous evening. If you want more information, you can go to their website.
Mm-hmm. Great. And before we get to the lovely Gloria Gale, I want to remind you that you're listening to The Walpo Dean Show on KCUR. We're talking about food here. Walt is off this week. Chris Pasica's comments about ABC Cafe have created a
firestorm.
A firestorm. Let's see. Clarice writes, Chinese restaurants and Chinese recipes, especially anything stir-fried, often call for fatty meat instead of lean meat. I think people should stop expecting that their meal will taste like that from P.F. Chang's when they walk into an authentic restaurant. I guess that's true. Angie writes us to say, yes, she is right, meaning Christine. We go to ABC Cafe after our restaurant closes. We love their food better than ours.
Okay.
Angie did not mention what restaurant she works at.
Surprise, surprise.
And we do have a call about the ABC Cafe, and we're going to take it really quickly. Peter?
Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Is this the Peter I know and love?
Yes, this is me.
By the way, Peter, where are you working? Peter Castillo, where are you working these days?
I'm working as a corporate chef for a large healthcare company. I'm supervising 321 kitchens around the country.
Great.
And bringing good food to the elderly and short-term rehab patients and our new customers, the baby boomers, who want what they want, fresh, local, and when they want it. So
that sounds like all four of us at the stand.
Yeah.
But anyway, Peter, you wanted to talk about eating tendons, right?
Well, yeah. The gentleman that called, I hate for one guy to call in and then ruin a restaurant for everybody else. But when I go and I eat Asian food or Chinese food, I always ask, do you have an authentic menu? And the reason being, I don't want to eat General Chow's chicken, you know?
Right.
And the ABC Cafe is a fantastic place. I go there after hours when I fly in late at night. I'll whip by there because I live pretty close to there, and I get some authentic food. But the fat, the tendons, all those bits and pieces are used in Chinese cooking, but also in a lot of ethnic cooking, which I think sometimes turns a lot of what I'm going to say Anglo-Americans off because we've been brainwashed that fat is bad, you know, the little bits and pieces are bad. Most of us are one generation off the farm, and we try to eat like we're from Hollywood or something. All those bits and pieces are good for you. The fat's good for you. And when I order like a hot pot or something, they always look at me like, are you sure this is fatty? And I go, yeah, I know that. That's why I want to eat it. And a lot of barbecue places are like that. I'll walk in a barbecue place and I go, do you have some nice fatty brisket? And they're real proud. They'll always say, oh, no, our meat's the leanest. I usually walk out after they tell me that because I know that they probably trimmed it so much that the meat's going to be dry t- tough and not very palatable.
Well, and pork belly is so big these days. It's on every menu, and that certainly has tons of fat.
I love
pork. Absolutely. And the sad thing about this now, the price of pork belly has gone up. When you go to the butcher shop, just like short ribs and, you know, flank steaks years ago were dirt cheap. But once they become popular, and a lot of restaurants I go to, instead of putting down pork belly, they have slow-roasted pork. In fact, I was in Pennsylvania last week, and I turned on some of my dietitians to some pork belly at this little restaurant. And at first they were shocked, but when they ate it, we ended up ordering two more small plates of pork belly and made some believers out of some dietitians, which was a great triumph for
me. Peter, thank you for calling. All of your comments are great.
Well, thank you. You guys take care and keep doing all the great work that you all do.
I love you.
Thank you. Yeah,
Peter's great. That's Peter Castillo, who is a great local chef and has worked in several restaurants, and now he is in the healthcare industry. And speaking of healthcare, how about the healthy and beautiful Gloria Gale telling us where she's been?
Oh, nice.
Well, this is nothing about pork bellies. I went to the West Chase Grill. And on a Wednesday night, they have Lonnie McFadden from about 6 to 9.
That's
so you
fun.
Get dancing and horns, and it's great. He sounds like a whole orchestra, but it's just him and one other guy. It's fabulous, and he's right there. It's not too loud. Anyway, it's fun, and I got scallops and risotto, and they were wonderful. I think I'm on a risotto kick because then, not too long after, not the same night, but I could have, I went to Thomas and had grilled vegetables. Grilled balsamic vegetables with the daily risotto, which was also fabulous. And that was like at they have small plates. They have lots of small plates, tons. And then they have great entrees. And, you know, we just don't think about that. Well, maybe some people think about that place. But anyway.
And they have a nice rooftop
deck. Rooftop, although I sat
in this kind of weather.
Yeah. And then.
You should tell people where Thomas is.
It's on 39th Street, but I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't have the address, but it's squeezed in between
Anna's Oven, Jazz,
and there's a whole lineup of restaurants right there. De Bronx, you keep going down, Room 39.
And for people who remember it, it's where Cafe Allegro used to be.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I went to Genesee Royale. For
breakfast,
and just made it in the nick of time because they switch over to lunch at 11 o'clock. And the place was packed, which was great. It was on
place.
A Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It's right across, it's on Genesee, right across from the livestock building in the stockyards.
Which is where the Amigoni Winery is.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, cool. And it's wonderful. It's just really small, but excellent. The breakfasts are very hearty.
Now it closes at, 2 or 3?
Yeah. Somewhere
mid-afternoon.
And
it's not open on Sundays, I believe.
Right. Okay. That's correct. Also went to food.
Food.
Couldn't find a place to park because it was First Fridays, and it was packed. All of the restaurants down there were more than packed, which
well, and there
is great.
Are so many restaurants there,
yeah.
And no more parking them when
exactly.
There were just two.
Well,
yeah.
before you get too much into food, I think that might be better saved for our next half hour when we talk about tricks for eating well while you're eating.
Right,
out.
Right.
That's our cue. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to talk about eating healthy. And you are back with the Walt Bodine Show. My name is Charles Ferruza. Walt is off this week, so he will be back next week with the Movie Critic, so put that on your calendar. I'm here with Chris Pasica, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. And Gloria today is the official Cassandra of the Restaurant Critics panel. She is going to tell us what restaurants have closed.
Yeah. Los Cabos is closed.
In Leawood.
In Leawood at Mission Farms. And then also Raglan Road in the Power and Light has closed.
I wonder who's going to get that fabulous antique bar.
Well, I know. I'm going to stand in line for it. Except I'll have to build a new house to put it in.
Small price to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A small price to pay.
And then Gordon Biersch, which is also at Power and Light, is opening another at Park Place.
That Park Place, it's the booming destination.
It is. It has like 8 restaurants on one tiny block.
Yeah. And 801 Shop House is opening, and then Aaron's
in Park Place.
I'm guessing it's where the Morton's was supposed to be, but
I don't know that.
And then Aaron Sanchez of Food Network, he's opening a
Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, so there'll be even more restaurants there with no places to park. Actually, that's not true. They have parking
lots
in back.
Of, yeah, lots back. Of garages.
Yeah, they have a nice garage there. So I wanted to remind you, you're listening to The Walpole Dean Show, and for this second part of the show, this half hour, we're talking about what are your tricks for eating well while eating out. Where do you go for a healthy meal? And we'd like for you to join this conversation at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or shoot us an email at walpodeanshow@kcor.org. I wanted to tell you that I had a very good friend who was no longer with us now, but and it was nothing to do with her vegetarianism, but she was a vegetarian. Her idea of a healthy vegetarian meal was, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A cheese omelet, mm-hmm. French fries, and a bag of M&Ms.
I could like that.
That is my idea of a healthy
meal,
too.
Two out of three sounds good to me. I'd skip the eggs and just have the French fries and M&Ms.
But we want to know where you like to go for healthy food, because, you know, you know people think that you need to go to someplace like Food, which is at 17th and Summit, which is a completely vegan restaurant, and I might add, a pretty good one. I like it there. But, you know, things have come a long way since the 1980s, when I was dining with two friends of mine who were vegetarians, and they asked the restaurateur for a vegetarian plate, and he brought them out a plate of garnishes, black mm-hmm. olives, celery sticks, yeah. radishes. Mm. And that was his idea of a vegetarian plate. Mm-hmm. But before we get to the healthy eating, let's go to Mary in Smithville. Mary, you have something to tell us about, right?
Yes. I had lunch yesterday at a new little cafe in Platte City called Susie's Cafe. And they have wonderful food, all cooked fresh in-house. I'm not affiliated. I just had lunch there and thought it was great.
Susie. Mary, what is the address of Susie's Cafe?
I don't know the address, but it's in Platte City, and it's right in front of the Price Chopper.
Okay. Well, that's good enough, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's good enough to find it in Platte City.
It's in a shopping center, I imagine.
Yeah, it's in a strip mall right in front of the Price Chopper, uh-huh. right on the end. It has a drive-through. They have coffee.
Wait. The restaurant has a drive-thru?
Yeah, because it's a cafe, okay. and they have coffee. It's a coffee shop in the morning, and they have breakfast with breakfast burritos and things like that. And then they're open for breakfast and lunch.
And what kind of things do they have on the lunch menu?
The lunch I had, they have a small variety. They have barbecue sandwiches, but she has specials every day. And yesterday I had chicken salad that was on a bed of fresh greens with sliced avocado and sliced cantaloupe. And then my husband, for the non-healthy eaters, he had fried chicken and mashed potatoes and then a piece of roasted acorn squash.
I'm assuming you can also sit down and eat there?
Yes, you order at a counter,
okay.
and then they bring you your food.
And let me ask you this, because I'm always interested in fried chicken. Was it good fried chicken?
It was great. He said it was very good, and he said it was all good. He liked squash, so he was really excited to have the squash, and I don't think you see that often on a plate of mashed potatoes and fried chicken.
No.
That was his healthy portion.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was his vegetable for the day.
That's great. Well, I've got that on my list, so thank you, Mary, for that great addition to our list.
Okay, thank you.
And that she was talking about the new restaurant, Susie's Cafe in Platte City. We don't have the address yet, but we'll get it. But right now we all know it's in front of the Price Chopper.
Right.
Carolyn wrote in. She wrote into a Walpole Dean Show at KCR.org to tell us about, Tapatio Mexican Grill. I'm probably mispronouncing that terribly. In Prescott Plaza in Kansas City, Kansas. Our family really likes the food. And I really like that they grill the tomatoes before putting them into the burritos.
Hmm.
That's interesting. When we get the address for this new restaurant, we'll let you know where it is. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. And we are talking about where you can go for healthy food when you're eating out. Now, I don't always look for the healthy option. I'm sort of like a Susie's husband, fried chicken, you know, mashed potatoes. And I shouldn't, because I recently went to my doctor, who told me that my cholesterol was high. Now, I know you're going to find that hard to believe, Chris. Me with high cholesterol.
Did he tell you which pill to take to solve that?
It's really funny, yes. But several, actually. But we're Chris, you know, you every once in a while will lapse into a healthy eating thing.
I do, and in fact, I'm doing that right now because Ingram's has their corporate health challenge, and I'm part of the Ingram's team. So suddenly I have to start looking real carefully at more carefully at what I eat. And, you know, I think I don't think that there's a restaurant in town that you cannot get a healthy meal at. You
right.
just have
That's
to
right.
choose discerningly, and perhaps.
Well, I can think of one, maybe.
Well, some fast food places.
I was going to say, I think it'd be, and I, don't get all riled up, but I think it would be hard to find a healthy choice at Stroud's.
That's the one I was thinking of too. Yeah.
Well, they do have pan fried.
Fried.
Yeah, catfish.
Oh, yes, so you hit the nail on the head. Yeah.
Well, that would be a healthier choice there, I guess.
They have roast chicken, don't they?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen roast chicken. Do they? Someone's going to call
it. I think they do.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But
yeah,
I think it's kind of funny when people say they're on a health kick and then they eat the bread and the rolls at the table with the butter and then they...
But they have it with a salad.
But they have it with the salad.
There is nothing unhealthy about a Stroud cinnamon roll with fresh, healthy, creamy butter.
Right.
It is about as close to heaven as you can get. So where else would you go for healthy?
I honestly would... This sounds terrible. If I'm really, really trying to diet... I don't even want to go out because, for me...
The temptation?
Well, mm-hmm. I still have this sort of childhood thing that every meal out is a little celebration.
And I agree with
you. It seems very funny, because I eat out so often. But every time it's like, oh, boy, we're out. Let's do this.
You know why? Seriously, all kidding aside. We are the children of parents who grew up in the Depression.
Right. Yeah.
So eating out was a celebration.
Yeah,
it was a big deal.
I still kind of have that
And they wanted us to finish everything on our plates.
Oh, the poor children in China. You know, what would they do?
Unless they're eating at ABC.
Yeah.
But we are talking about healthy food here on the Walpardine Show. Give us a call. We want to hear from you at 816-235-2888. What are your tricks for eating well while eating out? I mean, I suppose that, Chinese buffets would fall into the hard to be healthy.
Yeah. Lettuce wraps.
A lettuce wrap
instead of a tostado or something that's folded and fried.
Yeah,
it is possible to eat healthy easily. I think at certain ethnic restaurants like Thai restaurants. And Eric wrote into walpardineshow@kcr.org. When he wants to eat healthy, he likes the Bangkok Pavilion on Metcalf.
Really?
Great service and bright fresh food.
I guess if you stick to the soups and not do the noodles and all that.
Would you say pad thai is unhealthy?
Yes.
Really?
It's got a ton of sugar in it.
Oh, no wonder I like it so
much.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is really fattening.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sorry, I've made it enough times to know what's in it.
All right. our switchboard is filling up at 816-235-2888. We'll start taking some of these calls. We also enjoy hearing from you through the internet at walpardineshow@kcr.org. Where do you go, Miss Gloria?
Well, two places that I've recently gone to is Urban Table has a wonderful they've got a whole collection of salads, but their tomato salad is fabulous. And you can get that without the lemon mustard vinaigrette on it, and it's healthy.
Christine, what happened to our celebration? If I want to eat a tomato salad with fresh tomatoes with no dressing, I can do that in my house. Okay?
Well, okay. And then the ahi tuna at Tavern in the Village is great.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it on a beautiful butter lettuce, and I don't know what all they put on it, but it's fabulous.
Well, and they have it in a wrap. Is that the one you're talking about?
You can make it into a wrap. And their medallions of ahi are beautiful. They're just seared, and there's no calories.
And then you
I'm
can
deeming
have,
it.
Then you can have that Butterfinger cheesecake
yes,
for dessert.
Exactly.
There's always a trade-off. Let's go to Joan in Shawnee. Joan, are you with us?
Yes.
Where do you go for healthy restaurants?
Well, I like two places. I go to the Whole Foods at 91st and Metcalf. Okay. And, they have that wonderful buffet and a little nondescript dining area. But you can get, a multitude of wonderful things just prepared and hot and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like Barley's Brew House. I go to the one on Midland in Shawnee. They have a wonderful vegetable plate, and just their side menu is like really fresh and really well prepared and very healthy.
Mm. And you could get a healthy glass of beer with that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good for digestion.
It is very, very good.
I think really the key is portion control. And, when you get a sandwich, a lot of people just eat half and take the other half home. I don't have that kind of willpower, but that's really the key,
that's
I think.
I just give my half sandwich to the next table.
You're so
I believe
kind.
In generosity. Hey, Joan, thank you so much for that great call. Let's go to Sarah in Kansas City. Sarah?
Hi. I would say anywhere that has a good salad bar. Sometimes I go to Waldo Pizza, and that's good.
They
but I also
great
really
salad
like.
Bar. They do.
Yeah. And Jerusalem Bakery on 39th or 43rd Street has a pretty nice selection, too, of healthy options.
Yeah, but I can't go there because the unhealthy options just beckon to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
well, Charles, next week we'll have a show on willpower.
That'll be a short show.
That would leave me out. Really Sarah, now, it's funny because, you know, salad bars sort of had a lapse in popularity.
Yes.
They sort of kind of fell out of favor. And now they're coming back, I think, with a vengeance. I'm seeing more and more of them. Do you like the salad bar at, what's that chain? Ruby Tuesday? People love that
one. I've never been there.
That is a good salad
bar.
Yeah,
people love that one.
It's very fresh, too.
And what other salad bars do you participate in?
Sneeze on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Sarah, thank you. Your choices were great, and I need to rethink my salad bar discriminatory policy.
Well, you know, the one at Waldo's Pizza is small, but it is absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it is.
And
you can eat lots of unhealthy pizza with it.
Yes.
Well, exactly, and I feel that you eat less pizza after you've been to the salad bar. Right.
Just depends what kind of dressing you put on it,
exactly.
Whether it's healthy or not.
And then you can have room for their really good desserts at Waldo Pizza, which is the weirdest thing in the whole world. They have fabulous desserts.
Name one.
Really?
St. Louis gooey cake.
Oh, gooey butter cake?
Gooey butter cake.
Yeah, that's classic.
Yeah.
You're from
St. Louis.
I am.
Is that probably the only place in town where you can get St. Louis gooey butter cake?
I didn't know they had it at Waldo's. So.
You need now to go you
Mary, come back. Mary.
They also make their own ice cream there.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
The guy that owns the place loves desserts. And, in fact, the last time we went, we got dessert first, skipped the salad bar, and then took half the pizza home.
We're diverging.
Okay. Let's go to Steve in Hyde Park. Steve?
Hello?
Hello, Steve. You're on the air with us.
Oh, okay. I'll try to go fast because there's plenty to say. But in terms of healthy eating, and particularly in terms of vegetarian eating, when a vegetarian asks, one always has to know whether this vegetarian is a vegan, who is a very observant vegetarian, or someone like myself and my wife who are ovo-lacto. There are more choices available for people who are ovo-lacto than there are for vegans who really don't have any eggs or dairy products.
Now, Steve, I've got to tell you that ovo-lacto sounds so clinical and almost, you know, dirty.
what's wrong with that?
Well, I just want to say that ovo-lacto means you eat eggs and cheese, correct?
We will, yes. Okay. And some vegetarians say you can't eat anything fermented, that is, like wine or beer or anything like that. Why, I don't know, because those both come from non-animal sources, as far as my last check on those.
I think that those people are part of the Vegetarian Temperance League, so they have another agenda.
So, yes. But moving to specific places, and again, these are both pretty easy on the wallet. Noodles, which is a franchise that's all over the country.
You mean Noodles and Company?
Yes, Noodles and Company. Fabulous place to eat. My wife and I have enjoyed that a lot. There's one on the plaza, and there are several others in the area. And the Spin Pizza bunch are everywhere we've tried. My wife has tried several. I've tried the one that's here at 49th and Main. Just absolutely terrific, and their special pizzas, one of which we had last night, are ambrosial. Their salads are terrific. There's a broad range of things, and again, for vegetarians, you'll find plenty to eat in these places. Any place that does any kind of Asian cooking will tend to be very respectful of vegetarians because they eat very little meat in most of Asia.
Steve, I got to throw something out that just on the totally bizarre side. Probably the unhealthiest Chinese American dish would be General Tso's chicken. But if you go to Lawrence, there's a restaurant, and I've got to remember what the name of it is. Someone will probably call in, but there's a restaurant on Massachusetts in Lawrence that does a vegetarian General Tso's chicken, and it is delicious.
Yeah, it is delicious. There used to be a place in New York City, I've dined there, called Vegetarian Paradise. You would not find a single item that came from an animal in there, and yet you could eat ribs, you could eat a variety of other things, and they prepared all of the gluten-based things. Most people couldn't tell the difference, and this is said as someone who ate plenty of meat before 1984. In fact, pastrami remains one of my favorite things. I just don't eat it anymore. Two last thoughts. First, just to save some sea cucumbers, they're actually relatives of the sea urchins and starfish. They are not vegetable. And they have an unusual texture. I've eaten sea urchin, or sea cucumber, rather, and it has the most unusual texture of any animal thing you can ever eat. I'm not recommending that people do this. Finally, the healthiest diet in the world is nothing if you don't go and take a walk afterwards or sometime during your day.
That's right.
So, anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Well, that was a multitude of suggestions.
Right.
And on the note, Lisa writes us, I wish people would stop slamming General Tso's chicken. It is authentic. I ate that regularly when I stayed in Hunan. Well, that tells us. There actually was a General Tso, but I still maintain that General Tso's chicken is a Chinese-American dish.
And unhealthy.
Yeah. Let's see. My Nolan writes, my vegan girlfriend and I had baked potatoes in a salad at Stroud's. That's probably as healthy as they can get.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong with a good baked potato anywhere. Kara writes, a new vegetarian and vegan meal delivery service has opened in Midtown. Conveniently natural. And I've heard, and she writes, they're doing an all... they're doing a buffet every Thursday, and she said it's called an all-you-should-eat buffet.
That's great.
And you walk away feeling full and healthy. Conveniently Natural, people can call in and tell us. It's off of Southwest Boulevard.
Southwest Traffic Way.
Yes, thank you for
You know, this conversation is sort of taking the turn that to be eat healthy at restaurants, you have to eat vegetarian, and I don't think that that's true.
No.
No.
So I think we should steer back around.
I say, as long as I can get a vegetarian version of General Tso's chicken, the hit dish of Hunan, you should get it.
You know, I'll be interested to try the new Seasons 52 when it opens.
Yeah.
I know it's a chain, but that's what they focus on is healthy eating, and they'll change their menu seasonally, and the portions are small. Nothing's over 475 calories, so that's certainly – they're imposing portion control for us.
When
that's,
is that opening?
I think before the end of the year, maybe Thanksgiving. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
Let's go to Peter in Lawrence. Peter?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to agree with the previous caller about Jerusalem Bakery. I think that's a good place to go. If you eat healthy, you kind of need to have control, to pick out what you want to eat. And sort of I wanted to make a point that even when you are health conscious, you still have to eat, every day. You still have to eat, 2,000 calories, 1,500 calories a day. So, I also wanted to put in a word for a new vegan bakery that is on 39th Street. It's called Mud Pies. So I don't know where that falls on the
Yeah, you
spectrum.
Know, I gotta tell you that is the first. I've written a couple of things about Mud Pies. It's where there multiple coffee houses have been over the years on 39th Street. It's in that little
That's
house.
Right.
But for years I used to maintain that there was no such thing as a tasty vegan dessert. They all tasted like sawdust. But the kids at the Mud Pies, the young couple that owns it, really make some delicious pastries and things.
Good.
So hey, that's an excellent idea, Peter. Thank you. And let's see, Julia writes to tell us the mix at 4855 Main has the half sandwich combo. Also, Sweet Tomatoes, which is the salad bar chain restaurant, has a good salad bar. Well, I would say it's the most elaborate salad bar in town. Teresa's been waiting patiently. Teresa, are you with us?
I am. Charles, this is Teresa Helmman. I work as a meetings consultant and travel around the country, and part of my job is experiencing various hotels and the restaurants in those hotels and what the chefs can do for the groups that I'm bringing to the hotel. So I always say my diet plan for the last 20-some years has been to eat half of whatever they put in front of me, because it still gives me the opportunity to taste and experience what the chef is wanting to showcase. but I still get to wear my same pants home that I brought with me on that trip. And so that's my diet plan.
I know you, and you look fabulous always.
Thank you. I try. I really try. And the older I get, the harder it's getting. But that really is my major diet tip to people, especially that have to travel and eat out often, as many of us do.
Well, Teresa, I was just in my hometown in your home state of Indiana, and I'm mm-hmm. at a pit stop at Shapiro's Delicatessen, which I know
I did that recently, too.
And I really fully intended to eat half my sandwich, but somehow, mysteriously, I ate all of it.
That helps if you bring someone else along with you to
eat
the other half.
He watched me eat. But anyway, thank you, Teresa. Those are excellent suggestions. I'm going to give the number again here if you want to join this conversation about eating healthy out. 816-235-2888. We've got a few more minutes here. We'd like to take your phone call. Sarah writes, I know it's another chain, but Jason's Deli has a great salad bar and many fresh, healthy options, including some organic. And Sean in Lawrence told us that the restaurant in Lawrence that serves the vegetarian General Tso's chicken is called Encore, the Encore Cafe.
Okay.
And he says the dish is delicious. I get it every time I'm there. So we've had lots of interesting.
You know, Charles, one thing we haven't talked about is one way to eat healthy is not to eat processed foods. You know, you're better off staying away from hot dogs and things.
Wait. Does that include my favorite vegetarian dish, Velveeta?
Yeah, probably so. But, you know, West Side Local, the farmhouse, all the places that do local and seasonal foods, the fresher the better. And
yes.
The other thing that I think that has happened is there's a lot more really good fish out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, chefs are really taking time and skillfully doing fish and maybe not as good as short ribs, but nonetheless, still good.
Well, let's go to Anita and Shawnee. Anita, are you with us?
Yes, yes. I just wanted to mention Eden Alley.
Oh, that's a great place, yeah.
What a wonderful selection. And I've had salads there, soups there. Everything has been just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because several years ago, I took Walt Bodine with me to Eden Alley, and Walt asked for a hamburger. And so I ordered the veggie burger, and he took a bite and said, you know, this isn't really a hamburger. But I happen to love their veggie burger. I think it's really tasty and really kind of meaty, you know,
in
texture. What is your favorite dish at Eden Alley, Anita?
They have a salad that's a mixed greens, and it has beets and mandarin oranges and I believe some nuts. It's just light and delicious.
Betty Bailey berry.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And do they still bring the bread and the butter to the table?
Yes.
That's my favorite. Hey, thank you so much, Anita. And let's go to Eric. Eric and Shawnee.
Good morning, everyone. One of the things that I always like to do to eat healthy is not necessarily order something that's on the menu, but take a look at all the ingredients that you see on the menu, come up with a healthy option, and challenge the kitchen to cook it for you.
That's actually a great idea. I would probably not do that on a busy Saturday or Friday night because that really stresses out the kitchen to be that creative. But I think on a slow night, what a great idea.
Yeah.
You can always find a grilled chicken breast on a menu and be able to add whatever you want to that to come up with a plate that you're satisfied with.
That's a great idea, Eric, and I hope you tip handsomely on that.
Absolutely.
We've had a couple of questions about Cafe Seed in Midtown, which is on Cherry Street. Let's go to Stella. Stella, you have a question?
Hi, yeah. I actually went to Cafe Seed's location. I've been there maybe twice before, and it was really, really good. It's an almost completely vegan restaurant, or maybe completely vegan. It is?
Yeah.
Well, I stopped by the location to have brunch, I think maybe last Saturday, and it looked like it was closed. Like, there wasn't a sign or anything. I don't know if they're remodeling or if they moved, but the door's actually open because I looked inside, and, you know, I get their emails regularly, and they've been sending me emails about dishes and brunches and events and things, but the location, I'm just wondering if they've closed or moved because it looked like it was painting or
I don't know. That's a good question. I was there 2 weeks ago and it was very much open, and they have new owners now, and they were going to do a dinner theater kind of event in the back of the building, but I don't know. We're gonna have to ask another caller to see who has been there lately and if it's still open. They can call us at 816-235-2888. We'll try to get an answer for you, Stella.
All right, thanks. I
was just there, maybe. Things happen fast here.
They do.
That's right.
816-235-2888. We want to know if you've been to Cafe Seed lately, or what other healthy
places?
Where is
that? Where is it?
It's 20 something in Cherry. It's across the street, sort of, from the filling station.
Oh
yeah,
but on Cherry. And,
okay.
You know, another way to eat healthy is to have two appetizers instead of an appetizer and
that's
entree, or do small plates and just don't do too many of them. Extra virgin.
Well, we've eaten so much healthy thing, we've come to the top of the hour. So I want to thank Mary Block, Christine Basica, and Gloria Gale. I almost called her Gloria Bale.
That's her.
you know her.
She'll respond to anything.
Yes, exactly.
You could subscribe to the Walt Bodine Show podcast and find archives of our past shows by visiting kcur.org and clicking on Walt Bodine Show. Our show is produced by Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. Thank you to my fellow food critics. I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is the Walt Bodine Show. Enjoy your day. Walt will be back next Friday with the Movie Critics. Thank you.